We're back from the plaza.
Hang on.
Sorry.
I'm in a theater watching plays. Last night got lost in a corn maze. Love Jodie Foster in Contact. Went to a metal show, white people had it packed. Might cut the cord, watch shows on Sling. Take a trip, how about to Hot Springs? It may be fun to fly a kite. The weather's lovely, lots of pretty stars tonight. I'm going to white people land. I'm going to white people land. I'm riding birdies down. I'm skiing upside down. I'm going to white people land.
All right. So I was making my way, fellas, and this is White Elephant Aid. This is the afternoon show. Donovan, Moose, Snake, Baldy, Tyler, and Travis. We're here until 6 o'clock before we throw it to Stars Hockey. So I was on my way to Fort Worth listening to the Musers, of course, listen every single day. And
thank
Musical
you,
Musers was on Tuesday. And Craig was hosting Musical Musers, and he talked about the most bought, purchased, listened to Christmas music out there. And you guys had the whole segment on it. And just the entire ride down 20, I was getting angrier and angrier about the list that was happening.
Half of them were ridiculous. I agree.
Incredibly ridiculous.
We've taken bad songs and just overplayed them for 50 years.
But then I just kept hearing, oh, yeah, no, I like that version. Oh, no, that version is fine. Yeah, I like that one. And I was like, is there no soul in Christmas?
No.
You don't know even anything about soul in Christmas. There's plenty of Christmas songs that was played when I was growing up that I would love to introduce to you guys. So you can say, maybe I won't play this Bing Crosby version of this song.
Do these songs get any rotation on the Christmas stations?
I don't know.
No, not when I've listened to them. They play the same 13 songs over and over.
Or if you're at a Crate and Barrel and you're walking around for an hour and a half, do these get any play at any of these stores that focus on Christmas music?
Maybe a couple of these that I may play and sample today, but not a ton. Because I was just thinking, okay, I think this one, and we'll start out with the bang, I think this is the best version of the best Christmas song out there, and I think it's hands down. And I think this may be one of the ones that you may hear if you're walking around a Crate and Barrel or something like that. This is Donny Hathaway, and this is This Christmas. Oh, wow, I unplugged it. Oh, no, plug it in.
Oh, no.
Wrong one. My bad.
It's okay. Reboot.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, here we go.
Hang all the mistletoe.
This one gets played. I've heard this one.
Crank this up.
Even on the Christmas.
This Christmas.
That's great.
As we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together.
This is already one of the best five Christmas songs I've ever heard. Already. And I hate Christmas music. That's why. This is good.
We're caroling through the night. Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
When was this? 70s?
Yeah, it had to be, because Donny Hathaway died a long time ago. Jumped out of a hotel window.
Oh, no.
I don't know how you can't hear this version and automatically put it at the top of anyone singing This Christmas.
Did Stevie do a version?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
But it doesn't compare to this.
That may be the one that gets played.
This one is just incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
Donny Hathaway with This Christmas. All right, you know, speaking of Stevie Wonder, I kind of previewed this one with Gordon when we had him on Tuesday after I was talking about this. And this is Stevie Wonder's Someday at Christmas.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys. Playing with moms like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free.
This one was probably in rotation the most at my house growing up.
Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we
this
have
is great.
Found what life's really worth.
does not get played that much.
Why?
I've heard it before, but it doesn't get played that much.
Do we insist on playing the same 15 songs at Christmas?
They must test well, and those stations do well.
Have to, right. They do very well when it comes to Christmas music, but I just don't know how much run these songs get. I have no clue, but this is so much better.
Yeah.
Infinitely better.
You guys played on Tuesday.
I agree.
All right, so that's Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas. I know this one has been played, and you've heard it, and it may, I don't know, this one may get on the verge of being played a lot, especially for me, maybe not for you, I don't know. It's Silent Night by The Temptations, and this is as soulful as it gets to me, but I've heard this one a ton also.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house.
Now, just listen to the breakdown at the very beginning.
Is that David Ruffin?
No. In my mind. I want you to be free. For all of our friends. Listen to me, ooh, we the Temptations, ooh, now hear what I say, ooh, we wish you a Merry Christmas to each. Here we go.
Silent night. Hell yeah.
That's great.
Holy night. All is calm. All is bright.
Soulful Christmas, baby.
Bass player's getting in there too, yeah.
Soulful Christmas.
That's
again.
Great.
Come on now.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is great. And, okay, now
I'm telling you right now, when you go on to, like, if you wake up Christmas morning and you punch, I don't know, Pandora Christmas music or whatever, it's the whitest of white of white, white, white.
Yeah.
I got to hit you with this one.
Okay.
This is probably my favorite, but I'm biased because, you know, I'm a hip-hop kid. And I grew up in the hip-hop era. And it just don't get any better than this to me.
Hey, player.
You didn't think you could twerk to a Christmas song.
Yeah.
This may be in the strip club,
see,
Travis.
Ain't nobody following up an Andy Williams song with this. Hold on to this.
Who is it?
Quad City DJs.
Is this 80s or
90s?
Space Jam too, right?
Quad City DJs.
Eggnog Alizé. Okay, so I want to get to the breakdown part because it's a guy rapping at first, and then the girl's going to rap next, but then he's going to go down everything that he wants, but he's going to count it down here in just a second, and it's awesome. And a Cadillac to put it all in.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, so there's one more I want to play for you, and it's Clarence Carter. And you know Clarence Carter, right?
I know who he is, yeah.
Yeah, just kind of bluesy singer,
yeah.
Clarence Carter. And this one is... not your traditional Christmas song that I promise you has never been played on any Christmas station probably around here. So check this one out.
Oh, yeah, I know this song.
You heard this one?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Run DMC did it,
yes.
Too. Yeah.
They call me Bando Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
Yes.
They call Santa,
Hey, come out and do this at the Bird Dog Christmas party on December 20th. We'll do it.
Will you?
Yeah, yeah.
I make all the little girls happy while the boys go out to play. Look at him. Ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year.
Look at him. Look at him.
Ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year.
I want to get to the breakdown part, dude. We can go to break. It's awesome.
I come running with my sad girl every time you call me dear. I keep some change in my pocket, and if the children at home, I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back door open in case somebody smells a mouse. And would no Santa be in trouble if ain't no chimney in the house?
All right. That is
awesome. That's a soulful Christmas for you, fellas.
That's
just
what
to put
we
a
needed
extra
right there.
Spice in the list.
That's awesome.
That's all
right
I'm
there.
Asking. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.